Craig, much like the time when we talk to some people for physical fitness or maybe like a chiropractor when I will suddenly sit up real straight because we're talking about hearing, better hearing, hearing loss, I readjusted my headphones so that they were at sort of a comfortable yet moderate level.
Good. You brought them down a bit?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, then.
We are talking this morning with Dr. Eric Branda, audiologist and director of product management for Savantos, and also Harvey Patterson, who is a resident of Los Angeles who's living with hearing loss. We'll hear from Harvey's story in just a little bit. But Dr. Branda, is that kind of common? I'm in radio, so I'm probably one of the key candidates for this sort of hearing loss discussion. But in my case, sometimes if I can't hear, I just turn the volume up. Is that how people compensate, do you find?
Yeah, that is very much, because you have about 1 in 5 Americans are affected by hearing loss, and it's typically people notice themselves saying what more, or they're finding things aren't clear, so they turn the volume up even more.
So why is it, though, do people not get it diagnosed? Is it sort of like, it's sort of, you know, a sign of aging and they don't want to admit that? Are they just self-conscious? What's the reasons for this?
I think you're starting to hit right on those ideas, because there is that aspect of it being aging, and they don't want to necessarily admit it. It's to them, it's other people's problems. Other people are mumbling. Other people aren't speaking loud enough. It's the other people. It's not them. Until something triggers you to realize, yeah, it is me, and I need to get some help.
Doctor, how often should we have our hearing checked?
So, really, it should be part of your annual hearing annual medical evaluation. When you go to see the physician, it's good to get your hearing checked. Visit your audiologist. Keep track of how your hearing might be changing.
We're also joined today by Harvey Patterson, who Craig here on his bio says that he enjoys a hobby at one time of as a NASCAR pit mechanic and also likes a lot of mechanical machines. Harvey, those things make a lot of noise, don't they?
Yes, they do. They can get loud.
Yeah, so tell me how it is that you kind of came to the realization that, hey, your hearing's been impacted.
Well, it started about 8 years ago, and I was one of those people that waited longer than I should have. When I noticed I couldn't understand the lyrics on the songs any longer on the stereo. And more recently, within the last 3 years, I realized I could not understand the conversations of the family members when riding in the car.
So then, were they the ones that said, hey, you need to go get it checked out? Or is this something you kind of just did on your own? Or what was the conversation you had with the doctor then?
No, it was my grandson that really made me realize that I needed to do something when he had asked me to attend a track meet that was very important to him, and I didn't hear him ask, and I missed it. So he came and asked afterwards, don't you love me anymore? You didn't come to my track meet. Wow. And that just cut right to the heart, and I knew I had to do something.
Harvey, how is it that you can hear us today?
Well, the hearing aids they have today are so great. The feature I love is the streaming, and so I can get voices and TV and my phone streaming straight into my hearing aid, into my ear.
Doctor, what is Harvey talking about here? What does this mean? We got sort of like this interconnected hearing aid? Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah.
Or what technology we're talking about here.
Connectivity is an important part of hearing aid technology now. I mean, primarily we need to amplify the areas of hearing that need the most help, but then to help accentuate communication, we do direct Bluetooth streaming to the hearing aid with a phone. So you can have a call come into your phone and have that stream directly into the hearing aids. Or you can be watching TV and have the TV signal stream directly into the hearing instruments. So you're getting a clear signal coming into the hearing aids at the right degree of amplification for you.
When we talk about hearing loss, can you kind of go step us back? What has actually happened to our ears that we're losing these different frequencies?
So typically what starts to happen is, if we think about the ear, think about a piano keyboard. You have the bass and you have the treble. And most commonly it's those treble areas that start to decrease. The hair cells in the inner ear start to lose their function and they don't transmit the sound. So it would almost be like a piano that has the keys working really good in the bass, but the treble, they're just kind of dud keys, so the sound doesn't get through there, or you have to hit them harder to make it audible. So the hearing aid is going to help make those sounds that are harder to hear more audible without affecting the ones where you still hear very well.
And then what's the benefit, I guess, for early detection then? Does that mitigate any kind of more damage that could take place, or are we just kind of being able to hear better sooner?
Well, it's a combination, because it is good to hear better sooner, because you want to make sure that if there are changes that continue to happen as we age, that you're on top of those and can adjust with them. But the brain, if you think about it, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you want to keep the hearing centers of the brain active, and it can also be tied into other declines in cognitive function and such if you're not keeping it active. So it's really kind of like going to the gym and keeping your hearing centers of your brain exercised.
Harvey, I'm curious about your one, the passion here, because it says a Harvey, you're a hobby as a NASCAR pit mechanic. How is that a hobby? That seems almost like a full-time job to have that. And how long did you do that sort of thing?
Well, when you love what you're doing, it becomes a hobby. And it got to the point where it was harder to do because I couldn't hear the driver, the other mechanics saying what needed to be done.
In those cases, though, and I don't know how long you were doing that, I would assume sometimes ear protection has become a staple for that, but I suppose at some point the manliness in all of us doesn't want to wear some of those protective things. True?
That's true. We tend to be that way.
Doctor, if people are interested in finding out more about this or getting their hearing checked, and what do we need to look for? How's the best place to get some details on some of this?
We have information on our website at signiausa.com. So that's one point that you can go and just start learning about hearing loss and reading about it. But then also find an audiologist or talk to your physician in your area that you're comfortable working with.
All right. Well, we appreciate hearing from you today. As a radio DJ, I always like to throw in some puns there this morning. But we got to get the word out for people to check their hearing early and always know that there's things to do and ways to keep hearing all those lyrics of those songs and the voices of our loved ones so that we don't keep ignoring them or making them believe we don't hear what they have to say. Gentlemen, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Eric Branda, audiologist and director of product management for Savantos, and also we heard from Harvey Patterson, a Los Angeles resident living with hearing loss, had spent time as a mechanic doing things as well, and when it came for his grandson, asked him a question at one time, and he maybe acknowledged like something was spoken, but he really never did hear what was said.